A bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress, aimed at penalizing participation in international boycotts against countries friendly to the United States, particularly Israel, is facing pushback from key allies of former President Donald Trump, raising doubts about its future in the House of Representatives. The proposed International Governmental Organization, IGO, Anti-Boycott Act, introduced in January by Republican Representative Mike Lawler and Democrat Josh Gottheimer, seeks to expand a 2018 law. That law criminalizes participation in foreign government-led boycotts and imposes penalties of up to $1 million in fines and 20 years in prison. The new proposal would broaden its reach to include boycotts instigated by international governmental organizations, such as those imposed by the United Nations. While the bill does not explicitly name Israel, lawmakers backing the legislation have said it is aimed at targeting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions (BDS) movement, which urges economic pressure on Israel over its policies towards Palestinians and its settlement activity in the occupied West Bank. Despite long-standing Republican support for anti-BDS measures, a wave of opposition has emerged from within Trump's conservative base. Firebrand Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced on Monday that a scheduled House vote on the bill had been canceled. She criticized the legislation as prioritizing foreign interests over Americans' constitutional rights. "It is my job to defend Americans' rights to buy or boycott whomever they choose without government punishment," Greene wrote on social media. "Why are we voting on a bill for other countries instead of executive orders that support our own?" Prominent right-wing commentator Charlie Kirk echoed Greene's concerns, saying, "In America, you are allowed to disagree and protest. Free speech is a birthright." Steve Bannon, a former Trump advisor, endorsed both statements online, signaling a broader ideological split within the right-wing movement over the bill's implications for civil liberties. Opponents, including rights groups and several members of Congress, argue the legislation could infringe upon the First Amendment by penalizing peaceful protest and dissent. Republican Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida also voiced opposition to the bill, saying, "I reject anti-Semitism, but I cannot violate the First Amendment. Americans have the right to boycott." Legal experts note that similar anti-BDS laws have faced constitutional challenges in multiple states, with mixed outcomes in court. The backlash comes amid a broader effort by Trump-era officials to suppress criticism of Israel, particularly on U.S. college campuses. The former president's administration has revoked student visas and threatened to withhold federal funds from universities over pro-Palestinian protests. One such case involves Rumeyza Öztürk, a Turkish graduate student detained since March for co-authoring an op-ed supporting her.